From Michigan Radio, this is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Some cities in Michigan are putting together climate change action plans. Part of that is making everything more energy efficient in order to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions that contribute to climate change. One of the big concerns is making sure low-income households are not left behind. The state requires Michigan big utility companies to offer rebates for energy efficiency upgrades in homes. There are also state and federal programs aimed at encouraging energy efficiency.
The best application of those funds is to direct them to the people who need them most.
That's Mike Garfield. He's the director of the nonprofit Ecology Center.
There are plenty of folks in this country, plenty of folks in Michigan, in all of our communities who suffer from energy vulnerability. Their heating bills, their electric bills might be so high that they're faced with decisions about whether or not to buy food or medicine or pay their gas bill.
Programs such as Washtenaw County's Weatherization Assistance Program help people on lower or fixed incomes tighten up their homes.
So come in.
Marilyn Fulton, who's retired, lives in Ypsilanti.
Come here.
How are you? It's a good puppy.
He's a good boy.
She didn't know about the help she could get until recently.
Oh, they've done so much. They've plugged up holes in my house. They made my house airtight, which is something that I'm not used to, and it's a pleasant surprise. And our heating bill has gone down considerably.
She says during the winter, she kept her thermostat at 68 degrees, but on the coldest days, she had to bundle up inside the house before the work on her home was done.
It was getting outrageous with the heat loss. And in the summer, I have the air conditioner, and it was really getting out of hand. And I'm retired, so every penny counts.
Fulton owns her own house. But for rentals, it can be a different story. There is no incentive for a renter to pay to insulate or buy expensive equipment to improve the place. There's no incentive for landlords to buy high-efficiency furnaces or insulate more if they don't pay the utility bills. Mike Garfield at the Ecology Center says government needs to change that.
And a city can address that kind of problem by investing in its older building stock, in the housing, whether it's multifamily or single-family detached buildings, in the housing stock where low-income populations live.
That will take some negotiating. Missy Stoltz is the Sustainability and Innovations Manager for the City of Ann Arbor. That city is working on a multifaceted plan that includes requiring rental units to be energy efficient.
The objective is if you want to rent in Ann Arbor, you have to prove that that facility meets a certain efficiency level. And we are not going to determine how. It gives a lot of freedom to figure out kind of what you want to do to hit that target. But we're working to ensure that you can't rent if it's not an efficient place.
The city plans to work with landlords and renters to decide what that efficiency level should be. A major landlord group indicated it hadn't been contacted by the city yet. Chris Heaton with the Washtenaw Area Apartment Association says generally landlords are in favor of these kinds of developments. They just want to have a voice in the process. There is a concern about rent going up because of the expense. But in Boulder, Colorado's program, rent stayed at market rate even after efficiency upgrades. Missy Stoltz with the City of Ann Arbor says communities owe it to its residents who need help, and they owe it to future generations.
We are the first generation that knows pretty robustly what climate change will mean in the future. And we're also the first generation to meaningfully do something about that and to change that future. And so to me, there's no greater imperative than to do everything that we can to combat climate change. I think that's the only choice we have. And I can't go home and look at my daughter and not believe that's true.
With scientific findings that climate change is going to have a greater effect sooner than was thought, the Ann Arbor goal of a 25% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions in 5 years seems to fall short. They are now looking instead at a goal of 35% reduction in emissions in that same 5-year period. With the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.